AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
And I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It.
Cut to it, cut to it, let's get down to it, cut to it.
We ask the questions you always want to know, but no one ever asks.
Let's cut to it.
I should know it's on. If you ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know. I should know it's on. It's on.
Okay. That's a great idea. So we got Jonathan Stewart in the
Stewie, what's up, bro?
Studio. I don't want to say in the building because
he's kicking it with us.
Hey, side note, ADD. Side note. I was in Atlanta, and there's this dude who is just Carmel brother with a. He was bald headed, and he was like he had a Michael Vick jersey
another,
on.
You call another brother Carmel?
Carmel. When I tell you who it was, you'll see why I'm building this up.
I hope so.
Right? So I'm looking, I'm like, he's like, what up, Smitty? Mm-hmm. Bro, it was Big Tig.
Oh.
Look at
it. Yeah. You could have just told us it was Big Tig, though. Yeah. You just didn't say the caramel, man.
But I was on the field doing our thing, and he was like, yo, Smitty. And I was like,
I don't want someone to look at me and be like, oh, the butterscotch dude over there.
It was the point of when I saw him, I was like, right. Big Tig.
Right. Did you ask him what was his favorite freestyle from the basement?
Hell no. I said,
man,
bro,
you did not take advantage of the opportunity.
I took advantage of the opportunity in which this podcast will benefit from later.
There you go. All right. Appreciate it.
We text.
There you go.
Ah, there it is.
And I was like,
well, I'll ask him when he comes.
The basement.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo. But anyway, it was just awesome. So
you gotta have him come on the show. That'd be nice.
Absolutely. In right. Atlanta. Like he was like, hey, it was so awesome.
That's
so
dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I don't know why I went there, but it just made
something work. Triggered it.
It was just I'm still in.
Yeah. I think we got something special.
So we got something special,
this, right?
Because in the building, blah blah blah. And just talk about, you've been retired now how long?
3 years.
3 years. You had a great professional career. You're also now in business. You've realized and you've seen some businesses. These two gentlemen worked in corporate America, on their own businesses as well. What do you think about corporate America?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a broad question.
And I love asking a broad question because how you answer tells me the taste that corporate America, Paul's, has left in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right? And some of it is good. Worked with you, so yeah. I know. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah.
Some of you be like, no, I'm straight.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, again, it's such a multifaceted question because I've been in, to your point, I've worked in corporate America. I've worked for Fortune 500 companies. So I worked for Lowe's. I worked for Dick's Sporting Goods and Marketing. I worked in pro sports. So I worked for the Hornets. Worked in nonprofit, you know, ran your foundation, and now I'm into entrepreneurship. And so I've been able to look at, in a broad stroke, business. in a very wide lens. But then when you say specifically corporate America just makes me go to the retail stuff that I did. And it is...
That's your perspective, so that's what I love.
Yeah, it is...
I don't
is,
want you speaking from somebody else's no, perspective.
No, because everything isn't corporate America, right? Pro sports isn't necessarily corporate America. There are corporate America influences when you talk about sponsorships and all of that, but specifically when you think about corporate America, there's a lot of good, right? There's a lot of being able to climb that corporate ladder and deal with the office politics and be able to have the nice, comfortable 401k plan and the pension plan and the benefits and... Which you absolutely need, and but then there's the rat race, so to speak, to get there. And for me, one of the things that I always struggled with in corporate America was seeing a path to navigate in which to aspire to attain. And even if I really want to do that, do I want to be a CEO, a CCO, you know, whatever title you put on that, is that what I want to do? And so that's always been one of those things for me. So, I mean, there's so many different ways that I can do it in a broad perspective. You know, you learn a lot, you get a ton of experience, but then there are also the struggles in which being, you know, being a black man working in corporate America has its own struggles. Being just, you know, having so many different like I said before, like different avenues in which I've worked. So there's a lot. So if you just ask me on a broad spectrum, very much a learning opportunity that I think for anyone, but also think it comes with its fair share of challenges that I can see a lot of people as you transition into whatever it is that you deem your career, that you got to go through.
You took the long route. I'm going to take this. I'm going to hit this Cadillac turn. Corporate America is sometimes a mirage. And I think also corporate America they
define corporate America. What's your perspective of corporate America?
I mean, I've never been in corporate America. I've never been in corporate America, but when I say mirage, I mean in this regards of when I look at what I've experienced in sports, and when I look at, you know, now business-wise, I see how they are. They're not even close to being the same, because here's why, and then this is where we can go 100 miles an hour. Here's why. In football, you have halftime, you have timeouts. In basketball, you had a full timeout, a, you know, 20-second timeout, and then you got halftime. What I'm saying is why I say corporate America, why I struggle with it, is sometimes corporate America lacks accountability. Sometimes corporate America, when you make adjustments in sports and football over a time period, not as long as corporate America, but almost unrealistic life in sports, You take a timeout, you make an adjustment, your supervisor. So if offensive lineman is the district manager, the regional manager is the players, right? And you go in there and they tell you, hey, they're blitzing, so this is how we're going to block it. Hey, you're losing because you keep taking your right foot over here. We're going to make an adjustment with our information. We're going to do it. And at some point, either throughout that game, throughout that quarter, throughout that practice, or throughout that 17-week season, you know immediately, is the game plan we have prepared for good enough? And if it's not, let's make some adjustments. But you know that you have an answer. You have an immediate answer. It may not be the answer that you like. It may say, yes, good job on this, but improve this, this, this. Don't change that. Or, hell no, none of that works. Let's do something else. And either through, especially in a game, you'll figure it out. And then if you keep it up in the next game, you'll figure out, well, the last two games we've done this and that doesn't work, so let's change it up. And then you get in this fork in the road near the end of the season, you go, it just isn't working. Our general manager, our CFO, our CEO, our district manager, our regional manager. Somewhere there's a miss. Now, in business or corporate America, you sometimes make these adjustments and you see no benefit.
Gotcha.
You see no answer, good or bad, for sometimes 3 months or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, you're going to have a meeting about what you're going to do. And then you're going to have a meeting about that meeting, mm-hmm. about the meeting you just have.
And none of those meetings have an agenda.
And none of those meetings are going to follow through, because at the end of the day, everybody's going to go on about their own business mm-hmm. anyway. Corporate America is a monster ship to turn. It takes a long time because of from HR to all the different levels of management to senior leadership, everything has to flow to the same tune. And at the end of the day, corporate America, like it or not, really cares about one thing and one thing only. Mm-hmm. What those shareholders get
right.
at the end of the year
right.
and what their stock looks like. There's no minor wins. There's no, it's how much money did you make me, and where is our company going from here?
Right.
I worked in corporate America for a long time. My personal experience with it is they took care of my family for many, many yeah. years.
Same here.
You know, I was set up nicely and they've taught me the things that I've taken into my own personal business. But I'll even back up a step before that. We always say on this podcast, I can meet an individual, man or woman, and know if they played sports. I can know within 5 minutes how you act, adversity, how you work under pressure, how you work with others and being results driven. So corporate America, someone is always going to wear the issue.
Mm-hmm.
It, there, you know, it trickles down. It gets to a level where we get to these linemen or you get to the supervisor and you say, oh, hey, so-and-so's got to wear this. You get let go. And then they move another person in. I think that's a little bit in a correlation to sports.
Yep.
Because you are a number in sports. There's a number on your back and there's a team on your front. In corporate America, it's a social security number, right? That's really what you are to them. You're yeah. not really Gerard or Jonathan or Steve or Joe. You're a number. Mm-hmm. And I've been the luxury of being in those meetings and seeing those charts and analytics in sports. Well, in corporate America, you have these boxes and every individual in a company has to fit in a box. Mm-hmm. And that box correlates to Jonathan's going to be in this position for 10 years. He's not going to go any higher and they want to get rid of him.
Yep.
And they put you in that box.
And so I'm glad you said that. No matter how well Jonathan performs, he will never get out of that box.
If the people that make the decisions in corporate America believe Jonathan is that, he will never get out of that box. Right or wrong, he'll never get out of that box.
And that's why sports is such a different animal compared to corporate America business.
A lot of people in business say it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yes.
I think it's what you know, who you know, what people know you as, and what people know you to be. It's all of those.
And you can never prove them wrong.
And that reinforces what Joe says, to where if at the C-suite, you know, the corporate, the senior level, if they determine that you are that, then you'll never make it up.
It's almost like it's what they believe you to be, though.
Yes.
It's not necessarily what they know.
Yeah.
Because
true.
What do they believe you to be?
Don't know.
Don't matter. And it doesn't matter how much work you put in.
Nope.
No matter how many numbers you toss in.
Nope.
No matter how many successful reviews you've had, right? And but that's what bugs me about corporate America, because we limit people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We limit people and justify it by saying, well, I know how that person, I know their capability and they can never change and I'm not going to give them an opportunity mm-hmm. to. And then even when they do, they look for the next opportunity for you not to you to perform average to go see. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So what I struggle, what I really struggle with is there is no accountability in business like it is in sports. Is it fair to say to some degree early in your career, no matter how smart you were, no matter how well dressed you were, no matter how well you did your job, even when you outperformed it, they didn't undermine you, but they didn't treat you and congratulate you the way you would if you scored a touchdown against press coverage mm-hmm. and you weren't supposed to and you're undersized.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great analogy. Oftentimes you'll see some people get promoted because sometimes the accountability, I hear exactly what you're saying, but sometimes that accountability is arbitrary. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is dependent on, that's why I go back who you know. Yeah. Because oftentimes, yeah, I can outperform someone to the cows come home, but am I going to be up for that promotion as opposed to person X over here?
Yeah.
And it's not always the same thing, because if it was up to X's and O's, just like it was on the box score, then I should get a promotion.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't happen because of, well, maybe this person over here has a relationship with the hiring manager. And so that takes into play. Or
the headhunter, you know, grab that person from another company and they're deemed that person to be successful, even though you should have got it. I'm just using you because I'm talking to you.
But this is how it really goes.
And you should have got, they should have hired you and put you in that position because you were an underlink for the person that they replaced.
So that's why, one, I say it's arbitrary. And two, I would say if I had to give like a couple of points, this ain't a sermon, Stewie, but if I had to give a point, one of the points would be like, I think one of the most important things you can do as you venture into business, corporate America, entrepreneurship is find a mentor. Hell, find a few mentors, because that mentor can, one, sit you down and give you constructive criticism whether you want to hear it or not. Two, they can give you the ins and outs and kind of the particulars about whatever lane you want to get in or where you want to go. And then three, they can advocate for you. And that's one of the biggest things you need
in
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you are working at a beverage company, whether you're working in a retail component, like having that mentor or that advocate or that someone who can go when you're not in that room, like Joe was talking about, that can advocate on your behalf.
The separation of in sports, if you make a mistake, it's you, right? You mm-hmm. you fumble a ball Uh-oh. And it gets recovered,
Uh-oh.
It's you. You know, you miss a block, it's you. In a corporate world, just because of the sheer masses mm-hmm. and the amount of people, you can hide things that you may not be.
We call that mask.
Mask, right? Right. If you out there on a corner are supposed to block that dude and you didn't, it's guess what? And guess what? There's no game film in corporate America, right? We're not zeroing you and we got a telestrator.
unless you really mess up on that email chain.
That's
different.
If you hang yourself with that email.
Right. There are similarities in sports and corporate America.
You hang yourself on that email?
Yeah.
You will get a play-by-play from the HR, right?
It's called the IT department is always looking at those emails, buddy.
Even when you go to, Gerard said the term C-suite. Well, that's the corporate level, right? So when you get up to certain levels inside organizations, there's a few outliers about what I'm about to say. I'd venture the guess 95%+ of senior leaders in organizations that we would dub successful are all finance people. And here's why. Shareholders believe if you're a good steward of money, mm-hmm. that means they equate that to being smart. They equate that to you making me money on my dividends check. Now, there's a whole lot of folks that maybe went to a smaller level school or been a fifth or sixth round draft pick and was successful. In corporate America, there's very few people that make it to the top.
Yep.
Without coming from what we'll call one of those top name schools
or
having a finance degree
or having the network,
knowing somebody.
Yep.
So what you're telling me is in corporate America, to some degree, there is no rookie free agents.
No. Here's the only rookie free agent there is.
Entry-level employee.
If the CEO's cousin's brother's nephew's best friend needs a job, he's probably going to get a job just because he's there. Jonathan could be the best guy in the world, but guess what? Just because he's friend with Coach X, they ain't putting him on the field. They're just not.
Right.
You might get a tryout, but then when you go out and get rolled up in a trial, like, yo, this dude isn't really going to
make it. We ain't put him on 800 Mint Street mm-hmm. on kickoff.
No, you are not doing it. But you might be in the warehouse,
right?
You might. Now, there's some outliers. We all know the people that start at the ground level worked their way up, and now they're
but
there.
But those are the special folk. Those are the people who have, when they get to the top, most of the time they try to change that narrative. But they're less
far and few in between.
Far and few between. And it's made that way.
And all those things have converged in order for that person to make it.
Yeah, there's always outliers.
You've been retired, you're doing real estate, you're working, you know, working with the Panthers in corporate, in their corporate office, sponsors and all that stuff. What are you learning, and how has football helped you? Mm-hmm. And how has it hurt you? For me, at times, I've learned, even with G, through the stuff we've done, that he's told me, bro, it takes time.
I was just about to say, that's the first thing. Where, especially now in today's society, everything is, we need diapers tomorrow. Boom, Amazon.
Right. You get the same day now.
Instant gratification.
You get the same day.
Instant. Oh, you got that Prime. I ain't got Prime.
You get the same day.
I don't have Prime, but I know it's Prime.
But it's instant gratification, right? Yeah. Playing sports, playing professionally, it's either what have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. Literally, like, Sunday was a game. Monday, what'd you do yesterday? Let's cut on the film. Let's see. Oh, dropped the ball. Oh, you missed the block. Oh, you should have cut back. It's three strikes already. You better tighten up. Tighten up. And so the difference for me right now with working with the Panthers is
What are you doing with the Panthers?
And so I am working in development. So I'm essentially under Mark Hart, and he's mentoring me in the development process as far as what the Panthers are doing with Rock Hill and the headquarters. Okay. So the commercial development of real estate is really my passion. Through my later years of playing, I started investing in real estate and started to really understand and grasp, you know, what that meant. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, you're talking to a guy that played Monopoly when he was, a little jit, mm-hmm. going through high school, going through college, and get married to his wife, and his wife explains Monopoly is real estate. Oh, mm-hmm. my God. I'd never really put two and two together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? With no one there to say, hey, that's legit. Boardwalk is a real place. Mm. Like, you can own a boardwalk. You can own, like, but there's a way to get there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So,
and pass and go, collect $200 is not efficient enough.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But yeah. Like,
you spend that $200 and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
You got an $800 bill. You done land on somebody with a house or two on their property.
Right. You pay up. But, like, the time that it takes to get things done and the time that people get to screw up
put it in football terms. Football, you know what football, I'm realizing as we do these interviews more and more. Playing football is like being a dog. It's like it's like 12 years in a league is like a 56-year-old.
Oh, in terms of aging.
In terms of aging. It's ridiculous. So you have someone that screws up and you give them they've been screwing up something for 3 months.
Right.
In football, that's equivalent to like what?
A game, boy. But, like, for real, though, like, depending on what that screw up, what Coach Skip used to always say, a minor error, but a major fuck up,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you take off on that plane and you forget to fuel the plane, that's a minor error. That's believe.
Yeah.
That plane, if it takes off, is only one way it's going.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't care what you did, you know, you're a brain surgeon. You had 3,000 successful brain surgeries. You got all the accolades in the world. I don't care what you did with them other surgeries. The most important surgery is that next one.
Yeah.
And if I die, that is a major fuck up.
Yeah.
all that to say, the timing of things are slower. And I feel like the enforcing of things happening, I find myself trying to figure out the problem immediately. And then having to deal with the time that passes while I feel like I might have the answer, but waiting for people to just kind of figure it out mm-hmm. on their own too. Mm-hmm. Right. Cause I just, I'm a newcomer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Fresh. Everybody isn't responsible for every certain thing. So that person probably has X amount of control. That right. person has X amount of control.
You have to talk to so-and-so. Oh, yeah. Okay. Where's so-and-so? Well, so-and-so's down here. Okay, how do I get on so-and-so's schedule?
Right.
Well, you gotta go talk to so-and-so. Yeah. Well, what does so-and-so look like? Yeah. Gotta go on.
And also just kind of managing your own expectations, because you've had an expectation
just get playing the shit
football
done,
right? that it happens. So I'm gonna say this, and you'd be okay. I'll tell this story. I remember telling Smitty one time, I was like, bro, sometimes you will plant a tomato seed in the morning and expect to eat a BLT that afternoon.
Yeah.
It don't work like that.
Yeah.
It don't work like that. And he finally got it when I gave him that analogy. Like, it doesn't work like that. Like,
in the business world. Like,
it don't work like that. And, yeah.
In the business world, don't work like that.
I love Cut To It, and I love it even more when you download us and subscribe.
And you can follow us on social media too, Smitty.
Where at?
That's at Cut To It on Instagram.
What about Twitter?
At Cut To It.
Facebook?
Cut To It featuring Steve Smith Sr.
What about online?
And you can follow us at cuttoitpodcast.com, where you can buy merch and you can subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
I got all my answers I got all my questions answered.
That's what I'm here for, brother. CutToItPodcast.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you look at athletes, doesn't matter really what sport, a lot of them, male and female, tend to go into entrepreneurship or smaller businesses.
And they fail.
Would you say you guys and girls steer away from corporate America just because of the frustration level that you see?
What would you say is good for athletes? You worked with one, for one, that sometimes is good for athletes to steer away from?
I think anybody... And I'm not trying to steer away from your question, but I think anyone has to enter into something to do because they're passionate about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wouldn't make a broad...
The process can can,
because for some people, some
can
people,
debunk your passion some, too. Though
some athletes have gone to corporate America and had amazing careers. Yeah. Some haven't. Some yeah. some have gone. So it really depends on the individual. Well, it really does.
I'm not.
You have to know what your plan is.
Yeah,
but here's what I'm not saying. No, I'm just saying as far as the athlete's assessment of results. Like I do think. The lack of results in business sometimes because you can have blame sharing or blame shifting, or sometimes lack of, you know.
So I'm interested too. I mean, yeah. even if I'm watching a 24-hour, so if I'm watching NFL Network, I'm watching ESPN, they layer on content all day of let's use whatever organization, Chicago Bears, right? Who is it? Is it Matt Nagy? Is it the GM? Is it the assistant coach? Is it the offensive coordinator? So there's still that finger pointing sometimes of whose fault was it? You're trying to go to was it the quarterback? Was it offensive line? So even some of those still things, those things are still permeating through an organization. So
I'm not saying
you can lift that into football or NBA or what take your pick of whatever organ of sport. And I see a lot of similarities too, because I mean you're still covering like, all right, who's responsible?
Who made the potato salad?
Who's responsible for this team going 0-4?
I think ownership says the responsibility is on them. That's why they're going to replace them with someone else, right? Or attempt to replace them with someone else,
right?
But I do think and see in business that sometimes people can hide behind the processes.
Absolutely.
And I think the process of business compared in sports with athletes, I think when you have enough athletes around you in the business aspect, a lot more gets done because there is accountability that athletes have. Where corporate America go, you know, well, you're gonna have to go talk to Jimmy.
Why don't you go talk to him? Why we ain't talking about this? Why we ain't getting this done? We've been waiting on a call for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
we've been waiting for this answer for 3 weeks. Three weeks and going by. Yeah. You say time is money, but it ain't that.
I'm just saying. I just see like that's from my personal experience of seeing both sides. I can see now business wise, like when I first started, why it was frustrating. Now I expect it. Now I'm kind of like.
I think you, expectations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Expectations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to, but I think you, in because I play sports where you can have high expectations and everybody around you okay, I think sometimes in business, having high expectations, that puts an onus on people. They're like, man, I don't want to do that. You ain't going to blame me if it goes wrong.
Right. Well, no, because you coming here on Saturday to work, what's wrong with you?
Because they didn't develop the business plan. The senior level folks did. So if it fails, right, almost like a game plan in sports, like OC, DC develops a game plan. But again, you can see flaws and you cannot mask things on a sporting field like you can in an office building.
I saw that corner get burnt.
Well, I'll share this quick story with you.
You said it like somebody like told you. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, like I'm just saying. Like I'm reinforcing his point of, unfortunately.
Yeah.
When you all have a deficiency, it's seen. It's seen on television.
Oh yeah.
I mean, and people want to hold you accountable for that, whether or not it was your fault, whether or not
you contributed.
Yeah. Or whether it was a
coach. If he mossed you,
right,
that's a contributor. Or he just jumped on
right, right. Or whether you got put in an uncompromised situation because of an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
There's always so many different factors. So I'm just only reiterating that point. Because you can see when there's a deficiency. In corporate America, now the same thing happens. Joe alluded to this before. A shareholder, at some point in time, we're just talking about publicly traded companies. A shareholder is going to hold that CEO responsible.
He's going to say, you got burned.
Bingo.
But in corporate America, man, you got burned like you got burnt five times.
And it wasn't.
Five times a game for 17 weeks.
And it may not necessarily have been his fault. It may not have been his fault, but correct. It was on your watch.
Hey, you talk about hide behind folks. I know this is a non-indictment podcast, but I'm a self-indict myself. I worked for a
company.
Pretty major company.
Yeah, because they don't advertise with us
in the United States. And I knew I was walking away to go do my own thing and bet on myself and go out there and be an entrepreneur. And I'd made a bet with some folks that I worked with that my final 2 weeks of work, the only thing I was going to do was walk around my office walk around the office building, and I would wait for people to gather in offices. I'd walk in and go, I took care of that thing for you, Jonathan, and I'd walk away. I wasn't doing anything. And so folks in this room would be like, yo, Joe's on top of things. Like, he's taking care of it. And the dude you said it to wasn't going to ask. So I did this for weeks.
Hold on. That's another thing about corporate America.
For weeks, bro.
Right? But look, he knocked in there and said, Jonathan, I took care of that. And Jonathan goes, appreciate it.
Yep.
But in his mind, Jonathan going, what is he talking about?
I didn't want to look bad. Yo. So, I mean, I did this for weeks. Like, I go to break rooms. Hey, man, that thing the other day, I got it. And I'd walk off. Like, people come in my office, I would furrow my brow and like, God, man, I was doing nothing like Amazon shopping. And folks thought I was getting after it. For two straight weeks, I was able to hide. Now, take that to a football field, and for two straight games, you ain't doing nothing. How long is it going to last?
Hey, coach, defense coordinator, hey. I got 89.
Yep, I got it.
You'd be like, no, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't.
But no one would say anything.
But doesn't it still depend? You've been on our staff for...
But doesn't it still depend on who you are?
And he's
right?
Still getting...
Yo, dude, it was best.
Tom Brady can make a mistake for two games in a row, but the player over here may not have that same margin of error.
Because his file cabinet is long of problem solving.
My point.
It ain't just because he Tom Brady. It's what he's got the track done record. Building up to be Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah. I think one of the frustrating things, it sounds like it, is the accountability piece for corporate America, right?
Maybe I'm using the wrong word.
Because there's still accountability.
Yeah, there is accountability. Like, here's what I'm saying. There is, in corporate America, I think there is a asterisk or a, I believe, a little bit of rose-colored glasses of what is considered completed. You know you've won. You know you've accomplished something on the sports field. And you'll know by halftime. At some point in the game, you will look up and go, I was either good enough or I wasn't today. In corporate America, sometimes, like you were successful. And for the last 2 weeks, you kept up the mirage. Mm-hmm. Of you were still doing the same thing of what got you there to be able to quit and be able to move on. But you were able to, I don't want to say cheat the system, but you were able to manipulate the system. By the time they caught on, it was too late.
So does that beg the, like, was I not a major player if I was able to do nothing and the business still thrived?
Well, you had to be successful to get to the level that you was at, number one. And then two, you had a role in which you achieved whatever success within your role based on your job description, right? So you working in that company, you had X amount of things you had to do. But also those X amount of things you had to do didn't have anything to do with, and I'm just making something up, accounting. Or IT, because that's not where you worked, right?
Yep.
So it also depends on, I think, your role. You know, as Steve or Jonathan, you know you have success, Steve, as a wide receiver, because you know I'm supposed to do these things. Jonathan knows he has success as a running back because he's supposed to do X amount of things. But just like you said before, like, if a corner messes up, is that on you?
No, but here's where I say is it varies. An offensive lineman must block. Well, our process that we have in sports and a process in business is different because you actually get to call out those people. Because if you don't, and those people don't continue to do it, like if someone doesn't hook up the headset right and I keep calling it a play, but the quarterback's not getting it, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Well, I keep calling it out, man. Jonathan, you're on the sideline with me. Don't you hear me?
Yeah. Don't you hear me? Of course. Well, if I'm in corporate America, I say, man, I sent that email to Jonathan. Didn't you get it? No. Well, I'm not sure why you didn't get it, but here, look, I sent it.
Right.
Yeah. Right? There's really no, you know, there is a measuring stick, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of room for clunkiness or, well, I don't know what happened. So you got to almost like start an investigation to know when the mistake happened. In sports, you don't start no investigation.
Never mind.
But I also think that's how, like, you were a seasoned vet,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And the only reason why you were able to sit at your office desk and do nothing mm-hmm. towards the end of your career was because you were seasoned and mm-hmm. you did things to get yourself to that position.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And you were telling people as you were on your way out that, yes, I did this, I did that, you ain't did nothing.
Nope.
Right? That's the mentality that carries to your experience as someone that's trying to make it. You have a guy sitting in that desk that's portraying like he's doing something when he's not, when you are totally capable and hungry and willing to be in that chair, but mm-hmm. he's sitting there wasting the seat, right? Not mm-hmm. saying that you're wasting right. a seat because your intentions were, I'm about to get up out of here because yep. I'm tired of this.
Yep.
There's guys that have that you know, recognition mm-hmm. or that, I guess, what do you want
to
call it?
They built up the credibility right. to be able to do or not do the yep. things yeah. they're doing.
But they're not being honest about their situation of saying, I should probably step away and allow for this young man.
Oh, ain't nobody going to do that.
To be successful.
Nobody's
Whereas
doing
in football, Christian McCaffrey gets to the Carolina Panthers. Jonathan Stewart, Christian McCaffrey. Okay. Jonathan, you are moving a lot slower than Christian. So we're going to let you go, sir. Mm-hmm. All right. I get it. I'm out.
But you ain't give up your spot.
I'm not giving it up, but I get it that mm-hmm. I am not capable of performing mm-hmm. at a high level anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and there is a system in place for a guy to come mm-hmm. into grips with that, which yeah. is called... You gotta go. You ain't did nothing mm-hmm. for us lately, so you gotta go.
There's no protocol for not being able to perform your duties, but you kind of have a little bit more life
mm-hmm.
in corporate America.
Well, and the other thing, it's funny as y'all are going down that path, the thing in corporate America is it's so HR driven and making sure you treat everybody equally. Not saying that's always a bad thing, but for an example,
Everybody ain't equal.
If Gerard
and everybody don't get treated equally.
Well, I know they don't. To Jonathan's point, like he's a damn good running back, but he's not as good as this guy. Mm-hmm. So if they choose to, they can cut ties with you. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Contract, no contract. In corporate America, if Gerard takes a snack cake out of the break room, if we wanted to fire Gerard for taking that snack cake, what we would have to do is go back and look in history and see if anybody has ever stolen a snack cake, because whatever that person did, that's what you have to do to him. So if someone else stole a snack cake and they got suspended for one day, you got to suspend him from one day. Because if you fire him, now he's got a lawsuit because he was treated unfairly as this other person. That's the thing in corporate America. Everybody,
snack thief.
Everybody,
you look like you like them cakes.
Why got to be the brother?
Was it a honey bun?
Why the brother got
snack
to be the
cake? What is a snack cake? Like a rice cake?
I mean, like a honey bun or a
like a Twinkie.
I mean, a Twix. I mean, you can go anything.
Look at
Rice Krispie treat.
Hey, Jay Stu's like, look, if I'm gonna get fired, it got to be something delicious. Right.
Little Debbie, to make you going.
A whole cake.
Yeah. Famous Amos cookies. I can keep going, but that's the whole point. Is not everybody is equal on a sports field or in a job.
Period.
Pooh.
But if I'm really bad at my job today, 99 times out of 99, they're not going to walk up and say, yo, you can't go supervise. Hey,
you got to give them a documented history of it. And
bring your key fob.
Yeah.
Right. Even to your point before, Stewie, though, like, when you do start looking at some of the C-suites, you start looking at people who have been there years and years and years and yep. years and years. And then you do see the people who are maybe on the front lines, whereas they're a lot more disposable than the ones up top.
Cut to it. Cut to it. Let's get down to it. Cut to it.
Hey, Gerard, where did you get that t-shirt?
You mean this thing?
Oh, yes.
I got it from cuttoitpodcast.com where we have exclusive merchandise. Shout out to our guys at 704 Shop. But yeah, you can go on, buy you a t-shirt, subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I struggled with, where do I see myself in this process? It's very tough when you don't see someone, and I don't hate to make it about race, but let's just be honest. When you see, like, there's Fortune 500 companies, there's 5 black CEOs. Mm-hmm. When you look at the numbers, I think less than 5% of black people are in manager or above positions, mm-hmm, of any company, right? So it's really hard to say, like, all right, how am I going to make it here when we go back and we talk about the C-suite level and you don't see people who are in that position and you don't know how to get there. So that's why I brought up even before, like, you have to have some sort of a mentor or someone who will guide you and help open up those doors, because I can, it goes back to everything we're saying. I can perform all day, but if someone's in that chair that either has the network, that has the clout, that has the, then it's really going to be hard for me to get in that seat until
there's
that person
you can
goes.
Do
and
to
there's
get in
nothing
that seat.
I can do
to get in that
to
seat.
Get in that
you
seat
can do everything to get fired, but can, not get hired.
I will be right. Fired in a minute. Like, there are certain things that I know that I can't say, right?
Oh, yeah. I get in trouble for that all the time.
There are certain things you just can't, and that's just the
FedEx
truth.
FedEx envelope will show up.
That's just the truth of the matter. Like, because you don't want to fall into different stereotypes. You don't want to fall into the stereotype of being the angry black man. So you can't. There are certain things you don't want to say it this way, but then you also don't want to be a pushover. So sometimes you're like, all right, well, then what do I really need to do? All right. So to your point, sometimes it's like, all right, well, where am I going to? What seat am I going to get? And how do I navigate or chart a path to get there?
So how do you, as an educated, strong black man, mm-hmm, who knows how to navigate through, mm-hmm, how do you, when you are working there, not feel like you didn't have a chance?
Oh, that's tough. I mean, if I'm being real,
no,
that's
I want you to lie.
That's something. That's something you wrestle with every single day, yeah, right? Like, because you guys work your tails off to get where you were and to establish that. And then you start getting to where do I choose? For me, it yes. is like, it's my livelihood, right? Yeah. So I got to work, right? Like, I'm not a professional athlete. I didn't go to college to play ball. I did not play ball in professional. So, all right, after college, it is, well, what you going to do with your life, right? So you got to figure that stuff out at, you know, 21, right? What am I going to do with the rest of my life? So the decisions, the job I choose to take or the business that I choose to start, this, that, and the third, that is dependent on, as Stewie alluded to when we were doing our regular podcast, like when you start off, the expectation may be a little bit different because, all right, it's just me. Like, all right, I can afford to take a risk, you know, pack up my stuff and go to Oklahoma City and work for the Thunder. So you can take those kind of risks. But then when you get married, then when you have kids, like, it's no longer about you.
It impacts them.
And so everything that I do has a direct or indirect
impact
on them. So there's always, like I said, I have to weigh in the risk reward of what am I going to say? What am I going to do? How am I going to approach this situation? Who am I going to talk with? And for me, it is, you have to build those allies. You know, I've been sitting on this story for a little while, but I'll tell a great conversation. I was talking to Joe. This was a couple years ago. And I said, Joe, man, like, I don't understand the stock market. I want to invest. I want to get better into all that. And so, hey, so this dude dropped everything and came over to the office and we sat down for what? Hour and a half, 2 hours, and he walked me through everything. Joe didn't have to do that by any means. But it's also someone saying like, hey, I don't understand this. Help me navigate through this. And you and I have had plenty of conversations about real estate and all these different things, investing, just like I know you have with Stewie. But I would say like with anyone, you've got to surround yourself with like-minded people or people who have information that is that is hard any other way for you to obtain that information, right? So like I said, Joe sat down with me for 2 hours just so I could understand and like, oh, now I get it. Now I can go on to my, well, I ain't gonna name my app, but now I can go into my investment app and I can go in and I say, all right, now I know what that basis point is. Now I know, all right, well, I want to invest in this. I want to take, or I can have a fractional share of this. And I'm so it's different, right? Like, so you really, really do have to, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but I think that's one of the most important thing. And I would even offer to y'all as you're going through those respective paths, and I don't ever think it's too late either to find those real voices that say, hey, here's how I would navigate through this. Here's maybe what I would do in this situation. And then they can open up those doors for you, you know, to whatever path you decide you want to carve out. And for any of our listeners who's going through the same thing.
Yeah. The results in the sports business is such, it's tangible, has results that you can not also see, but you actually feel. Mm-hmm. In business, sometimes it's like you don't know. There's like this. That's why I said it's like a mirage. You don't really know.
Did it ever make you feel disposable?
I mean, you always know you're disposable. Yeah. Right. For me,
do you know that do you have that mindset going in, or is that something you learn?
I knew I was disposable because you here's how you learn. Think about it. When you play high school ball, what number corner were you?
21.
On the depth chart?
2.
Who was behind you?
I can't remember.
Who was in front of you?
Jeremy Brown.
Okay. There's someone that you either going to take his spot, you're going to wait, or somebody's going to, somebody's knocking on the door. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's always going to be a number 21 unless you're really great, right?
But there's a depth chart.
Get that damn number out next year.
There's a depth chart.
Yeah.
There is. There's a depth chart, but that depth chart really doesn't mean anything in corporate America. Like you can't get leapfrogged. Like, you can't.
Shit.
You can get leapfrog, but it's in business. You can, I mean, you got to be naive to not see it coming, but you can see it coming because the person, to some degree, they're there. In the NFL, you can literally have an okay game, wake up the next day and realize you just got replaced like that. And you got replaced overnight from a dude, they don't even know if he can actually play.
And so I guess that's why I say, it depends on your experience, because I know for sure I've never had the luxury of I can just go screw this day over. Like,
I'm not saying that screw that day over. Here's what I'm saying. I don't walk into the building my key fob going, man, if they fire me today, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm over here like, fire me today. Yeah. I'll be back in Bank of America tomorrow.
For some people in there, that is a thing. Like if they get fired, like
How am I going to feed my family?
Yeah.
How am I going to pay this mortgage? How am I going to, like...
But what I'm saying
where
is...
Where are my benefits going to come from?
Well, what I'm saying is difference in sports is you have to literally... You can't... In corporate America, you white knuckle. In sports, you actually chop wood.
Yeah.
And there is... You can see... They can say, man, you know, you didn't chop that good enough. You can say, I probably didn't chop as much as you wanted, but I chopped. Mm-hmm. And corporate America would be like, that wasn't enough and I don't see nothing there. And then all of a sudden, you leave, come out, and it's gone. Like the security took the wood, and they say, nope, you didn't chop. He's like, bro, I did. Because there's no replay of it. Like, there's no way to replay in that accountability of saying, nah, I was there.
I think there's a lot of value, you know, taking the athlete and putting him in corporate America, though.
Because he'll do it.
He understands the task. He understands the end goal. He understands the team-oriented side to everything. Because to get things done, you need everyone to be working on the same page. Mm-hmm. And to be working on the same page, you kind of have to understand what the receiver's route is. You have to understand what the offensive line protection is. You have to understand, you know, what your fullback's looking for. So you understand other people's tasks, and you are not overly concerned about their tasks, and yet, you know, what's the word, micromanaging or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you are holding a piece of accountability of letting that person know that, hey, last week you said you were going to check on so-and-so or this, right? Where's that at? And so from the athlete's mind is, we need you to do your job so that way we don't fall behind. So that way I don't get hit in the mouth. So that way we are not missing the boat, you know? And I think that's one of the things that as an athlete, you take him into anything and he's going to be successful if he believes in the task at hand.
Would you say most football players have an inkling or understanding if they're about to get cut or they're about to get released?
Oh, they can smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about those 900 folks at that company who was on a Zoom call and lost their job? Do you think they saw it coming? Right? They just jumped on for the weekly call.
Here's what I would think. I personally think you got 900 people. A few people knew it was coming.
But I would agree with that. But like you said, like you just getting beat in practice and you getting killed in a game. Like, you know, every time like the coach goes, hey, Smitty, you're like, damn, man, I don't want to go in there today.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so you think about they jumped on and that's the difference is.
But you can't.
You got to say to yourself, company am I working
for? We also just can't reduce it in those scenarios to where it's just performance based. No. Like they may be numbers
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Here's the thing. No matter if they knew it or not, in corporate America, you know, I know they're getting backlash internet wise. Corporate America, you can do that, right? I don't approve of it. I think it's cowardly. Mm-hmm. Man, try to put a Zoom call on about 10 or 15 dudes in a football team, and that's how you're going to cut them? Before you hang up that Zoom.
And it goes back to your accountability.
Yes.
There's going to be ramifications to me cutting 15 of y'all off the team.
Yes. Yeah. And but talking about business, there'll be ramifications. Mm. But your P&L can't be a justification either. Like that, how he did that,
the manner in how he did it.
Yeah. That in sports, that's cowardly and unacceptable.
Right.
That's like in baseball. That's
they got ambushed.
Oh, in baseball, man, that's an unwritten rule, right? Golf, that's a gentleman's sport.
Especially if you've been around for a long time.
Yes.
You've done a lot for the organization, for the community, whatever.
And the fact that he sent the email to try to like justify it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, let me tell you why I cut all these
people.
Some people
only get 2 hours of work.
Yeah. Yeah. In sports, you can't hide it as much because of the rawness of how you interact with sports guys. Like you see a man cry when he get injured. And see your man, and you see y'all literally are butt naked to go shower, or you're semi-naked to get treatment, or you know, some of that, or you're in the all of that, or you see a guy that's in his swimming trunks after tearing a muscle or his knee, and he's in a swim and weightless, and you see that man grind, and you see him to his bare body. You're vulnerable. Man, corporate America, you don't want to see that. So you can't really get a sense and a judgment of, out of those 600, like, who are those people who made that company who they are? You know?
That's the thing.
But see, that's the mistake, and that's the reason why sometimes those companies can never get out of it, because you talk about the Colts, Lucas Oil Stadium. Who built that house? Peyton. But when Peyton gets going to Hall of Fame retirement, look at all the people that come that was a part of that, who he acknowledges. And so even though it's Peyton's house, all the people who have helped build Peyton and build Peyton's house reap the benefit and the reward that's unshakable, where people are like, we want to be the next group of people mm-hmm. that build the next, mm-hmm. whether it's Carson Wentz's house or whoever's house it is. Mm-hmm. In business, like, you don't want to build Johnny or Jonathan Stewart's house, because you don't believe that when it's done and finished, that you'll still be part of it. Mm-hmm. On the long way, he'll cut you. He'll say, let's get rid of him, because
you're just the body.
Yep.
You're just a number. Yeah.
I think what we can all take from this, I think everybody says one or two things, right? Because they all have played sports at different levels, right? And if you can grab something from the level of athleticism that you've achieved, then subconsciously you're applying that to your business, right? Whether it's you know rise and grind, right? Or you know, for me, that I've always done is I've been okay with being uncomfortable. I will allow a situation to make me uncomfortable. Now I will try to process through that situation, instead of when I was a player is bulldoze and be a bull in the china closet. Because that arena allowed it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that arena allowed for me to only have a hammer in my toolbox. Mm-hmm. Now I have to have screwdriver, hammer, duct tape. And then also sometimes just having a belt on with nothing in it.
Right.
Just to say, hey, I come to work, I have no tools, but I'm at work.
Right.
And just that mindset of switching from work mode to non-work mode.
I would say mine would be hear what people say and watch what they do. Because a lot of companies say they're going to do something, but I'm paying attention to what my supervisor says, what's coming top down from the senior level, what's coming from HR. So I would say mine was that I would carry around both is, yeah, hear what people say, but watch what they do.
The person shows them who you are, who they are the first time, believe them. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's one of the things that I actually heard Oprah say. I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'll take that and note that. But that's true to what we were talking about as far as how difficult it is to have authenticity in your workplace, mm-hmm. right? One of the other things I would say is, you know, one of the things I picked up in life is a thing called TC, two choices. You do it now or you do it later.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's got to get done.
Yep. Mm.
And so part two of that is, discipline hurts less than regret. So the two choices,
nuggets.
You just got to do it right now. You might as well, if you got to fold the clothes, fold them now so you ain't got to do them later, because you're going to have to do them. Hmm. And you're going to wish you would have just did it when you got in the house. So that way it's 9 o'clock, you can just sit down.
Mine's dealing with adversity. Just, you know, whether you're in the sporting field, arena, park, whatever you're at, there's always going to be adversity, whether that guy's better than you, whether you can't get this play done, whatever it is, just going through business, because thinking on the fly, being able to overcome and every business deal that comes your way is not always going to be handed to you on a silver platter. So trying to navigate through that space and using determination and using, you know, everything that I've learned through my sporting life to be able to get through the hard times. If you can get through those hard times, whatever you do, hopefully they're less and less and they become all easy times, but you just got to be able to get through it.
Yeah. I say probably, I got one more. I heard someone say this a long time ago, but bloom where you plant it. So wherever you're at, you make the most of it. You know, you do your best and you literally just do that. You bloom where you plant it.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And this was fun.
Yeah.
We got to cut to this a lot more often.
This was good. We talk about a lot of stuff.
Cut to it, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. We should do a podcast, huh?
Yeah.
John can do the theme music. Look.
Yeah, we should have John to do.
Right.
You are a unique person. You are well worth it. You are competent. And most of all, you're lovable. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It.
Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr. That is me. Is a production of Cut to It LLC, Balto Creative Media, The Black Effect, and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From Cut to It, executive producer Steve Smith Sr., co-host Gerard Littlejohn, talent and booking manager Joe Fushi, social media team Wesley Robinson and John Cho. From Balto Creative Media, Cut to It is produced by Brian Baltashevich and Meredith Carter, with production assistance by Alex Labreck, production coordinator Taylor Robinson. Theme music by Alex Johnson, lyrics and vocals by Anthony Hamilton.
If you ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know.
Cause you know it's on.
It's on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.